breathing. I will begin this time by saying to you, when you hear the words seek and you will find, what, my dear friends, what is it that you seek to find? Each one with a different answer. I would say this to you, that each one of you, whatever you may seek, that is what you will find. But if we take that question to a spiritual level, what then would your answers be?
Ourselves and ours, and home, with getting back home. Our true selves. Spirit being, the spirit self.
Our soul.
Our soul.
Sitting on the pavement.
These are all good explanations of what you seek.
And pure love and light.
Yes. What you seek is that which will never be known to you. You seek to return to that great energy from which we all come. Unconsciously, that is what you seek. So many times in your world, we hear people say, who or what is this creative energy? Or to use another phrase better known to you, who or what is God?
Yes, that's a very common one.
We will use that one for your understanding. Again, I say to you, my dear friends, who or what is God? Have you found your answers to that question?
So I think we have a number of possible answers. Yes, creative energy is one expression, love is another. And an interesting one that was voiced in the New Zealand group we mentioned last time is the space between. That is the space between everything there is that we detect.
And also that which you do not detect. It is all thing. It is all being. It is all creative. It is a creative energy which, in the terms of physical speech, is difficult to explain to you. But I hope, my dear friends, that you have reached the point in your own development that you can now stand and say, I know a little from whence I came. Would I be wrong to say this to you?
Yeah, sure you would.
Would you like to continue, my dear friends?
Yes, it occurred to me that the space between, although that covers an enormous amount, it does not quite cover absolutely everything.
Yes.
I think as you say, the creative principle is in absolutely everything, more than just the space in between. But
yes,
it's good to view the space in between as being included, because scientists for so many years have regarded space as nothing at all.
Yes. Your scientists have now realized, of course, with the inspiration from our world, that all that they have placed their trust in has now been shattered, that their thinking now has to expand in order for them to accept the truth.
Yes, happily some are expanding in that way.
More than you would imagine. Although many are still afraid to voice what they have found. But yes, it is becoming much more acceptable within that sector of teaching that all of life cannot be placed within a small box. What I would like to say to you this time, my dear friends, is if you are to achieve that knowledge which you seek, then you have to become in touch with the feelings, not so much the thinking or the words or the physicality of anything in this world, but you must go within and find the feelings, because in the feelings there lies all of creation. And I hear you say, but we all feel so much so differently. Let me say, that is part of your own individual evolution. But in feeling, you become part of that creative force. Do you understand? Does anyone have any comments to make?
I think it's possible to access every human feeling if you look inwards to your own. Even on a day-to-day basis, you can identify many feelings.
Yes.
And then you have access to others.
But I do not speak, my dear friend, of human feelings. I am speaking of those inward feelings that you obtain when indeed you do go inwards. Because In going inwards, you find all that becomes reality. I have told you on previous occasions that this life that you lead, this human form on this planet, is but a dream state. It is not reality. And if you wish to seek, then you must be in touch with those feelings which come from within.
Yes,
is it making sense to you?
Yes, I do understand now what you meant. Yes, that's the detachment that you then have. Comes from going within, doesn't it?
Yes.
You can feel detached from emotions and
feelings
which happen around you.
Always I feel for you that the difficulty is in separating human physical attributes to that of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It is something which has grown much within all of you, but as yet is still very immature. You each have much to gain by thinking deeply about those inner feelings, because when you are in touch with those, then truly you only begin to understand what life is about. Do you have any questions?
Yes, when we say God, thinking of a father figure, it's always been and always will be. Is that right? There is no beginning and no end.
When you use your word God, it is but a name.
Yes, I understand that.
It is a name that has been given to you. You people of the earth, of a certain denomination, as in all other religions, we have spoken about this. But what mankind needs to do now is to leave behind all of these dogmas and creeds and to find what is within. Yes. Let us continue. Have you more questions about what we are discussing?
Any questions?
No, I think it's very clear.
Anybody, Graham?
Yeah. Let me place one thing before you. As you begin your meeting there, always you ask for help for those who are sick or in need of help. Always these thoughts are taken. Always they are received by those who can help. But what would you say if I said to you that the great creative force needed no asking for help? How would you react to that statement?
He knows all, he knows everything, so he would know that these people needed help.
Yes.
It would demonstrate that we had stronger faith, perhaps, if we didn't ask?
Yes.
But is that what you mean?
You have spoken wise words, because I want you to understand that in asking for help, you are kind of disbelieving.
Yes.
If I may use that word. You yes. are disbelieving that the creative force can make all things happen. Mm-hmm. I do not say you are wrong, but what I want you to try to understand is that all of these things are on a much deeper level than I, up until now, you have previously understood.
I think you are saying that if we go within and if we are sufficiently deeply in touch,
yes.
then we have a certain bonding and confidence,
yes.
which requires no asking to be present, it just is.
It is. And I would say to you this, my dear friend, and of course it depends on your own free wills and what you have carefully achieved so far. But I would say this to you, that the proper form, we shall call it prayer, is to give thanks. Do you understand this?
Can I just tell you something, Samuelette, in response to that?
Yes.
The last 3 to 4 weeks, I forget the time, I have been on a daily basis counting blessings in written form as well as thought. And I have been astounded by the support and love and encouragement from friends and family. It has been like a whirlwind, and I couldn't help feeling there must be some link between, there seems to have been a very positive change in our lives in the last few weeks. And I was relating it to this Thanksgiving, daily Thanksgiving,
yes.
which I've been doing.
You have given a good example of what I am telling you. In giving thanks, you have accepted that it can be done. In asking, what you are doing is in fact doubting.
Yes, I can see that.
Does this make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
I know it moves from the normal way of thinking.
It makes perfect sense to me, because I felt in the last few weeks,
yes.
I finally understood about the power of the mind.
Yes.
Because I realize now that it is, I don't want to make the analogy of a computer, but it is almost like we, as if we must program our own minds and realize that we have to take great care to input them with good yes. thoughts. And
the power is within you all.
Mm.
That first and foremost is what you must understand. That each one of you on this planet must be responsible for that power within. And you can utilize it for the benefit of others. Only when you understand the working of that great force. I hope this has given you something to think about, my dear friends. It is not as complicated as some would have you believe. In fact, I would say that truth, love and light are the most simplest of all things. It is only in the understanding of yourselves as spirit that will bring to you an even greater understanding.
So, Sonny, when you said to us, ask for help, whenever you want, need help, ask for help, did you say that because we weren't at that point, you wouldn't have understood?
You would not have understood. Yes. What I have told you now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see, each step along the way has been slow, mm-hmm. in order that each one of you can absorb the information in your own individual ways. But I feel now, my dear friends, that we have been acquainted long enough for me to give you just a little more.
Many spiritual writers at the moment are using the word decree. Is that more appropriate, do you think? Or is that relevant?
It is only but a word.
It's just really, it's asking still, isn't it?
Yes. You know how I feel about yes. the human form of words.
Yes.
It is the most difficult barrier to overcome.
Mm.
But yes, I would like you to go beyond that word.
Yes.
I would like you all to go within, to find there within the power that each of you possess.
Trust and faith.
Not trust and faith, but knowing.
Knowing, yes.
Mm-hmm. Not trust, not faith, because those are negative words. Mm-hmm. It is an all-knowing. Mm-hmm. Do you all understand what I say?
Yes.
Yes. So I suppose it could be seen as a deep feeling rather than a faith.
It is feeling. And that, my dear friend, is the word. And we have to use it as a word for your understanding. But feeling encompasses all. It encompasses your thoughts, your words, your deeds.
You've just, the way you've put it, it's exactly the same way as my husband the other day when I was talking. And he's never sat in the circle. And he just described how he felt, exactly like you just have.
Yes. He is wiser than he knows.
I said that to his mother, didn't I, Mum?
Yeah.
Yes. It was like having you in the room. It was amazing. It was like a light bulb moment.
Do not forget that those who do not accept this work or whatever you wish to call it, they are still spirit. They have that inner knowledge, the same as you do. And at moments in their lives, will come forth these inspirational words for others without them truly knowing what has happened.
Mm. Is it
that is why you must never judge another.
Mm.
You do not see their spirit. You do not know how much they know. Understand what I say.
Something to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I know that there is one group who, instead of asking for help for another, they consciously place the problem into God's hands.
Yes, that is the way to ask for help, because in placing the problem to that creative force, it will be dealt with. There will be no interference from your feelings and your thinking and your thoughts.
So that is really a nice way to do it.
Yes. Yes. As I say, I would prefer to give thanks on all occasions, because in giving thanks, you are saying that you know it will be done. Mm-hmm. There can be no doubts. There can be no interference. And it is just an all-knowing. So perhaps, my dear friends, when next we meet and you wish help for others, perhaps that would be the way forward, that prayers of thanks can be given. Mm-hmm. And as our dear lady friend has expressed, she has found quite a difference in what she receives by doing and giving.
It's very exciting, actually. It's very exciting.
Not only is it exciting for you, it is powerful. Think carefully, my friends. It is another avenue of thought for you, but you are ready for it.
So what you just told us about, you know, giving thanks and that, could that help in any way, remembering your words when healing is taking place?
All healing should begin with thanks. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, just wondered if the thoughts of the healer would...
There should be no thoughts of the healer. The healer is but an instrument, a channel, that comes from that creative force. All that a healer offers is either their mouth, their words, or their hands. The healer should have no participation and does not have any participation in the healing.
Yes, I see.
That is between the person and God, if you like.
Yeah.
Or as I prefer, the creative force.
Yes, and only the creative force can take into account karmic considerations.
Yes.
Do the karmic connections to illness, I imagine they will come to an end at some point when certain things have happened. I sometimes wonder if that would be, if the karmic consideration would be for a whole lifetime, or is it likely to be lifted at some stage during a lifetime?
I do not like the word lifted, as if each individual can be exonerated. That is not how karma works. It will be released when the soul recognizes what the karmic debt is. Then, and only then, of course with the creative force's help and inspiration, in any one lifetime or another, will the soul come to the realization that the karmic debt must be paid and released. Remember, free will.
Yes.
You must always remember that we have been restored with free will. Not only in this human form, but the soul retains free will. Do you understand?
Yes, I do, I suppose.
Of course, the spirit can be helped to release karmic debt. There can be inspiration. There can be a change of thinking. But the spirit must release their own karmic debts.
When people are healed through, for example, when they go to Lord and they become well after being ill for so long, is that maybe when the spirit has recognised what it's done wrong with me?
A healing, as you speak of, can only take place when the spirit is touched. But having the connection with the life force inspires the spirit to work for good. But no healing can take place until the spirit is touched.
So this is why you said to us sometimes people could be healed and sometimes they're not.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The desire alone to be healed is not enough. Especially as we are speaking about karmic debt, that is something to be worked through by the spirit alone. Always there will be help and upliftment, but a healing will not take place whilst there remains karmic debt. Is that clear for you?
Yes, thank you. Also, this is an area which we've had some difficulty understanding.
Yes.
Yes, that does clarify.
When you use the word help, when you're asking for help, it has a different biological effect, does it, on the physical as well as your soul, because when you say thank you, the word thanks or thank you has a different
confident resonance.
Yes, it does. It's totally different, and I think it, so easily I've been asking for help, you know, and with that asking for help comes this almighty stress, actually.
Yeah.
Because you're not quite sure where to end it, because you're asking for help for yourself, you're asking for help for other people, you're asking for help. And certainly to stop doing that, to accept and just say thank you has a totally different effect on your soul. And I think probably Sally Mack was so right that now is the time. And with whatever's going on in the world at the moment, rather than saying, oh, we've all got to help, and positive thinking, just to say thank you for what is actually being done that we can't feel as yet.
You need to give thanks for what you are, for where you are, for all the problems that you have. And may I say to you, my dear friends, we have spoken only briefly about sound, but let me say this to you. When you say thank you and you mean it with all of your being, listen to the resonance of that sound. Try it now if you will, and really listen to the vibration of the sound. Would anyone like to try that?
It's a deeper vibration within the body
Yes.
Much, much deeper. It's not as shallow as hell.
It is part of your being.
Yes.
I would like you, if you would, when you leave this room, when you are in your quiet moments alone, say thank you and feel what is within. And perhaps next time we will discuss what each one of you has felt. Take this into your lives. Give thanks, my dear friend, and see how your lives will change.
Yes, the thank you, the second syllable, sounds rather like the om vibration.
Mm-hmm. It is the sound that is your very being. Feel what you say. You do not even have to say the words out loud. But this is something I will come to at a later date. That words become unnecessary when you are in tune with that inner self.
Maybe if there's something that we really would rather not do, but then we've got to, say thank you for the privilege of doing that, it would help there as well.
All things is never left unnoticed. I will leave you this time with those thoughts. It is something for you all to cultivate. It does not come easily to human beings unless you have reached that point of all knowing. Of that stillness within your lives, when you know all things are possible. Take my words with you. Think carefully about what I have told you. And I am sure before we come together next time, that your thinking will have changed.
I think
you're
right. I feel a little
bit. I will leave you, as always, with much love and comfort. And knowledge that we will come together again. And let me end by saying thank you for allowing us to come together in this way.
Thank you to you.
Okay.